It is difficult to understand, since the execution of each technique takes only a few seconds. The description in writing of a movement of the body that lasts only a few seconds is very complex. I continually have this experience in my own work. Nevertheless, at certain moments in the course of a student's development, a single word can trigger a profound understanding of the art by creating a new order for the experiences accumulated in the silence of physical practice. Musashi's words have this objective. One of the big obstacles in translating the work of Musashi lies in this gap between his words and his body. I have attempted to bridge this gap through my own experience of Budo, for the Gorin no Sho is one of the books that serve me as a guide in the practice of the way of martial arts. The name and image of Musashi have been familiar to me from earliest childhood through stories, films, and later novels. Musashi reappeared for me in the form of the Gorin no Sho at a time when, after several years of practicing karate, I began to wonder about the relationship between this art and the tradition of the sword, which I saw as the essence of Budo. It should be noted that from the cultural and ideological point of view, the tradition of karate is different in some respects from that of Budo. Karate was a local practice transmitted secretly on the island of Okinawa in the extreme south of Japan, and it was not included in the framework of Budo until around 1930. The degree of technical refinement and depth that had been reached by karate at that time was nowhere near that of the Japanese art of the sword. Nonetheless, it quickly emerged, after the presentation of karate to the Japanese public, that this art fit in well with the modern life of the 20th century and was capable of developing as a contemporary form of Budo. For this discipline, newly a part of Budo, the most important reference point was the Japanese art of the sword. By relying on this tradition, and particularly that of kendo and judo, karate found its Budo form. Hence, for Japanese karate practitioners, writings on the art of the sword became the cultural and technical reference points for their art. As a result, the Gorin no Sho has been my companion for the last 25 of my 40-plus years of practicing Budo. Of course, the intensity of my practice is not of the same order as Musashi's, but I have tried to bridge the gap between Musashi's words and the body through my own practice, however limited. The other difficulty encountering in translating the Gorin no Sho is more classical. How is it possible to bring out the proper sense of a word when the cultures involved are as different as those of the contemporary Western world and Japan of the 17th century? I will give you just one example. In this work, Musashi very frequently uses the term kokoro, which is customarily translated mind or heart. Many sentences, if translated literally, would yield expressions such as, "Your mind must be resolute, tight, calm," and so on. Since the English language makes much greater use of expressions in which the person takes on the role of the subject, the translation that seems to me to render these Japanese expressions the best is, "Be determined, tight, calm," and so on. The idea expressed in Japanese by kokoro is included in the English personal form of the subject. In English, when you say, "be calm," the underlying idea is that the mind should be calm, the primacy of the mind over the body being implicitly understood. In Japanese, this primacy is not assumed in the same way. Musashi wrote, "The mind should not be pulled about by the body. The body should not be pulled about by the mind." This way of distinguishing the mind and body was established within the context of a way of thinking and a language in which the prevailing tendency is to mix the mind and body together non-hierarchically and in which an analytical effort has to be made to distinguish them. A superficial interpretation might see an affirmation of dualistic thinking in such remarks as Musashi's above,